30. It all is balance, musical and bird. Bat Mitzvah and my father told only shyly how he courted her. Longer than trolley cars, faster than the moon. Of course it's a love story. Everything is, if we can get out of the way long enough. No names. Dante showed us that. Identify, don't name, the man with ink on his fingers told, and the police have always listened. Grandfather, reading Moby Dick, confident the whale outlived catastrophe. Monstrosity is permanent, he'd say, looking out to sea across the living room while the jingle of the ice cream truck went by. I don't know. I've never read the sea. Enough for me, a chunk of amber resting in the socket of her throat, or far away, a seacoast of chalcedony, a ruby moon with neat ephebes playing water tennis, drunk from its glow. No cars on the island, but no priests either. All sin and no confession, like a bird. Or the obsessive violet flowers of the alliums. 2 weeks have cheered the never-aging population of some book in which, I mean you now, you find written such analyses as these laid out before you even know a problem is. And that is spirit, Judge. That is what is left of matter after the social meaning goes. An old woman crying at the sight of a rose. And then he really was awake, and water did what usually it does, arching nobly from its spout and by its quivering trajectory illuminating the quivered porcelain where the light plays. Weary with our tricks, water bright on white, with a sound like trumpets riffing under the sea to wash your face. Light cleans your ears, he thought, and beckoned firmly to the absent waiter, who brought nothing to set down before him. And all he really wanted was the table. 31. Little blue flowers grown in shadow under deck come out in photos purple. Colors change before you can name them, like the horizon vanishing in cloud. Just when you thought you saw the mainland, intricate with steeples and bridges, far off beyond the pagan sea. 32. Blue letter written on the sky. Over Floyd Bennett Field, a silver airship glides, over kids playing ball in Marine Park, over me climbing on the monkey bars, and I have kept it all these years, a zeppelin when all else is gone. And what a handsome animal it is, its beak nuzzling through cumulus and time, to be with me here now. And when exactly is this now you boast of, camarado, chair arms sophophilist, that yellow thing up there, a glue, a screw, to hold the sky together, so your dirigible can float, gold, not gold? Words are coins and nothing else. Candles are sparrows. Night is just the sky fallen down around us, trailing lightless corridors of deep space or topsy table, dark inside the torso of the young man, peeled open, blood eagle, the things that we examine, the foundering raft, the septic lung, all coins, for everything is money, a system hard against your skin, held like another person's hand. 33. See photograph attached of their white colonies, leprous on the beachy rock. This cross, that moon, these barnacles, and that one, this mirror, Horace's town whose name won't fit his meter. That cross, this moon, this mirror, those horns on the bull's skull to leap over, jump over the mirror. The other child, not Minos's but Pasiphae's, boy cow jumped over the moon, kicks it as she passes, becomes the sun. Bruno burns. The shells of a princess tree have tiny seeds aplenty, tiny whitish from the pale brown fall over the May lawn under purple flowers and no leaves yet. Pecans of Sodom, the cow never came back. We see her horns in every temple and her stall or throne on which some Christian bishop blasphemously sits. But I have seen her on a stormy day come calmly from the east, humaniform and dry mid all the hurricanes, reproaching me for casual attire. For I had worn language to our tryst. Fierce she peeled the letters off me one by one, till I had bare-bone words, unwritable, unsayable. And these she took and wove a skin for both of us to share, till the chill night had passed and sunlight crept nervous down her path, and I still didn't understand and never will. You're thinking like a barnacle, she said, clinging to the thing you thought, but thinking and forgetting in the same instant, that is the freedom of the storm at sea. Let go and let it go. You try to memorize the seagull's cry. Her shoes are near me on the sand, drenched, half full of ocean. Thank God for the thingliness of things. Who is this you're thanking now? Always some aggressive ontology, reifying gratitude into some misty donor of whatever it is you're grateful for. No, I thank the roof for no more rain. I thank the rain for no more heat of day. I call this thanking my theology. I learned it down the worn stone stairs to the cave where Abraham is buried, tomb in Machpelah, with a crucifix above the door, as Benjamin reported, shocked to see it on his way in. You are no scholar, I perceive, for Abraham is living yet. Look at me. Here I am. I am the one who says you when you say listen to me, and I do, and I will, and the cross that bothers you is only a piece of my mirror. Look in the glass and remember your face. You'll need it someday. When I call you by some other name, you'll need the cow and her bull, high elm trees by his Tiber with fish in them, and the fish still living, and the river turning upside down. The moon gives lovely light, but not enough to see. XXXIV Rain, mind, sea, throes of tree, my mother and my father are calling me on some weird cell phone. A ring inside me amplified by rain, current induction, resistance. Hear us, we have one voice now, welded, wielded in you. All morning I hear the phone ringing, can't find it, keep hearing, strange ringtone of the dead, have no voice now, I need to hear them. I think it started when I heard the wind shrill around the uprooted root, Mandrake, Blueberry Hill, and thought of the long wet street in Hudson, past the Jamaican chop house to the river. This rain has been everywhere that touches me now, only the temperature changes. Water is the same as remembering. Mother, father, who are you now? The ringtone tune, the snowy breasted pearl, the part where it sings, alone, alone, alone. I hear your faces in the rain. The words are plain this year, plain enough to mystify, old road maps stuffed beside the driver's seat. So who was this famous passenger we were driving to Emmaus, where we're always going, out for a Sunday spin, dinner at Patricia Murphy's, then this long drive, with a perfectly ordinary-looking incarnate God beside me, breaking for gas just as the evening climbed, deep-clouded up the eastern sky, windowed with gold remembrances from across the earth? What can I say to my father? What could I tell my mother? We drove in silence. I was always talking. I am trying to explain it to them even now. XXXV And there it was all round us, sepia and squid, a new and better sea. We swim or sail or drown in what we made, the astonishing emanation of us, of our salt. We made language the way God made the world. Poetry is language sitting around, gossiping about its family, talking drunk or sober, always about itself, Because, as the Sophophilos explained, all that language really understands is language. All it can talk about is self, maybe itself, or maybe another self, but never actual, selfless, other, the thing attended to, the grail out there, here where we have come flapping our hands like exhausted eunuchs, wondering what turn of the cloth is left to puzzle our cunning fingers before the naked empress stands alone, simple with light, an ordinary morning. The habits of have don't sweat the narrative details. We don't see anything when you say naked, and there are no ordinary mornings. Except in Cambridge once, walking catacorner across Parker's piece, I understood, this is all just exactly as it is, only I'm not here. I'm the expendable. This is the actual. It can't be ordinary where I am. Not from any specialness I have, but from appetite. I suck the seen world deep into myself, except that once, the one indigestible suchness of an ordinary place I yearn for still. Maybe that's why we finally do die, to visit the most exotic place of all, the island with no me on it, just everything being as it is. Death's agency arranges one-way flight, but even she can make no promises, since Adam's house cat ran away and she neglects to operate, busying the surgery for our final gender.